Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House tonight. I want to play a variety of underground independent artists for you. If you feel like calling in, you are definitely welcome to. Otherwise, I will just play some music for you for the next 2 hours and maybe have a little thought or two thrown in there. I want to start out today's show with a piece by a dear friend of mine. He was the one that kind of encouraged me to do the show today. This is Melvin Chenault, and I'm going to play his piece, Black Rubies. Melvin Chenault. Now I want to bring you out here to the Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Washington, where I am, and play a piece by a young man that I just think is absolutely amazing. His name is Sheldon Butler, and I'm going to play his piece that's called Is This Real? Featuring Fox. That was Sheldon Butler with his piece called Is This Real? Featuring Fox. Now I'm going to jump over to Germany and play a piece by Steve Schneider, and this is called Lifetime and Beyond.
Though we have our ups and downs, but somehow through it all, you keep me around, you catch me when I fall. And I can't think of anything that I would rather do So hold me close and hold me tight. No matter what, I love you. So love me with your sweetness through the night. Through the pain, through the heartache, I still believe in our love. A love that'll last forever. A love that'll last for long. A love that'll last a lifetime and beyond. You're the rock I need to lean on. My light when I can't see. You hold me when I'm tumbling. Girl, you mean so much to me. And I can't think of anything that I would rather do. So hold me close and hold me tight. No matter what, I love you. So love me with your sweetness through the night. Through the pain, through the heartache, I still believe in our love. A love that'll last forever. A love that'll last for long. A love that'll last a lifetime and beyond. When I look into your eyes and deep into your soul, you don't need to say a single word, 'cause I already know. You're the one that I've been waiting for so long. For a love that lasts a lifetime and beyond. Through the pain, through the heartache, I still believe in our love. A love that'll last forever. A love that'll last for long. A love that'll last a lifetime and beyond. A love that'll last forever. A love that'll last for long. A love that'll last a lifetime and beyond.
Was Lifetime and Beyond by Steve Snyder out of Germany. So how are you today? I hope you are doing well. I hope that you are just hanging out with me and allowing me to share some music and some thoughts with you today. If you feel like calling in and having a conversation or sharing, you know, about a project or who you are, please feel free to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. For those of you that have been paying attention, last Sunday I received a phone call right before I was going on the air that a dear, dear friend of mine had passed. It's been something very hard for me to accept. You know, I mean, I know that it's something that's real. I know that it happened. His home going was today in Plaquemine, Louisiana. My dear, dear friend Kirkland Raynell Randall passed away of a seizure. Yeah, I don't know still to this day, like, the details of it all, you know, but it's made me really think about, you know, how we show that we value others. You know, how many times do we take somebody for granted, not even knowing that we're doing it. It's just a given that they're going to be there. And more there are reminders that tomorrow is not promised. You know, when my mom's, you know, died, and I was blessed to have many, many women in my world to help me along my journey. Of course, my mother, Dorothy Koshy, to my godmother, Elizabeth Thomas, and an adopted mom, Alois Boswell. They've all passed. But in their passing, I knew it was going to happen, you know, and all of them honestly, sincerely lived a very, very good life, you know. But when I got that phone call that Kirkland had passed, I was like, no. You know, that just was so unexpected for me because I anticipated seeing his face in just a matter of weeks. He was going to come out and take pictures of Monica Monet while she was out here on tour. He was going to take pictures of my daughter and my daughter's friend. And so I just knew. I just knew I was going to see him again. The thing that I can hold dear is that whenever I communicated with Kirkland, we always told each other at the end that we loved each other, whether it was a phone call, whether it was a text message, whether it was an email. You know, we always ended it saying, I love you. I'm not sure why there's just certain people that it's like that with, you know, and it's just a given, and it's very, very sincere. But I was blessed that he was one of those people. And, you know, it just makes me think about the fact, you know, please let your loved ones know that you care. You just don't know. You just don't know if something could take place and you never have that opportunity to speak again, you know. And so, you know, make a phone call, you know, mend some bridges, you know. Another thing I want to mention before I play some more music, really take care of your health. I just got a phone call 10 minutes before the show started tonight to find out somebody who's very, very near and dear to me found a lump in her breast and is going to be having a biopsy this week. So, you know, take care of your health. Go and get your checkups. I finally went to the doctor. I hadn't been to the doctor in a long time until my 51st birthday. That's one of the presents I gave myself for my 51st birthday was going to the doctor. And I found out that I have high blood pressure. And the doctor said to me, thank God you came in, Susan, because you know what? You could have died. And I thought to myself, no, you know, like, you're not saying that to me. And so she monitored me for a few months, you know, to see how my blood pressure was doing to, you know, of course I'm taking medication. Don't like to admit that, but I am, you know, trying to work on making some lifestyle changes. And it's funny because I just recently started seeing a naturopathic chiropractor, and he is so into, you know, eating healthy, eating right, not non-preservative, you know, processed foods, and you know, eating organic, and, you know, just all of these things. And, you know, it's definitely got me thinking about what we put into our body and what we put into our body and how it can have an effect on us. So I just challenge you. Is it a challenge? I just, you know, really suggest that you just kind of think about what things in your world you can change, you know, so that you can live a healthier life. If you smoke cigarettes, maybe think about cutting back or quitting. You know, if you eat a lot of junk food, think about eating more fruits and vegetables. You know, I love Coke. Anybody that knows me knows I love Coke. It's not something that I drink very often. It's something that is kind of like a treat for me. But even in that, you know, I've actually not had a Coke in a while. I've cut back on drinking coffee, you know, so much. I've drinking a lot of water. Surprisingly, all of this that's been going on has pushed me to drink water, and now I'm okay with it. I just always have about a 32-ounce, you know, jug with me of water. And so anyway, just really think about it, you know, taking care of yourself, loving yourself, you know, loving those people that are in your world, letting them know on a regular, how much they mean to you, you know, and, you know, encouraging them to do the same, you know, it can just start by one person, you know, deciding to make a change, and it can trickle down and trickle down and trickle down. It's kind of like this thing, you know, word of mouth, right, is a powerful tool, and how I push and plead for you to spread the word when it comes to these amazing artists out here. Word of mouth is very powerful. So just think about if you spread the word about these artists, that should be recognized, and you spread the word about love and health. What a beautiful thing that could be. So I really encourage you, you know, to take care of yourself, you know, emotionally, you know, mentally, physically, all of that. Take care of yourself, you know, because you really, really matter, and you matter to me. And I thank you all for supporting me. I thank you all for coming by the coffee house. I wasn't sure if I was going to do this show today. I was kind of going back and forth and back and forth, and Melvin Chenault was like, Flava, do the show. You know, so here I am, and I'm doing it. So let me jump into some more music before I go any further. You know what? Please indulge me. I want to play this particular piece. It's by my dear, dear friend, G. Wright. This piece is called Just Pray.
People are hurting, people are searching, without a hope in sight. When you are our guiding light, you've taught us just how to pray. And Father, we need you this day. We fall on our knees and say a prayer. It changes things.
Just pray
for our nation.
Just pray
for salvation.
Just pray
for deliverance.
Just pray.
Oh, oh. Just pray for our sister.
Just pray
for our brother. If we focus on you, there's nothing we can undo. We can make a change. It starts with me. It starts with you. Yeah.
Praying and giving thanks. I always try to end my day, you know, was praying and giving thanks, you know, and I find that for me, I spend more time in meditation and prayer, you know, lately. I've got so much going on. I've got so much going on, you know, that's wonderful. Sometimes challenging, you know, but I need to be able to stay focused, you know, I need to be able to keep doing what I do, and I know that there are changes in my life. There are things that I need to shed and let go of. Again, that was my goal for 2011, going into this new year, to let go of some things. I did that. You know, I knew that going into this new year, I needed to really work on my health, and I'm taking steps to work towards that. You know, but, you know, I want to take it to the next level. I want to be able to be recognized by the masses so that you can be recognized by the masses. And, you know, there are things that I'm working on, such exciting things that I do not want my health or anything else to get in the way. So I just am going to push that with you. I'm going to push it. I'm going to let you know the people that really, really matter to me, that uplift me and hold me down, you know, and just, you know, all of that, they matter. And I have to tell them, you know, thank you. And I have to tell them that I love them and all of that. So tomorrow, some of those people are going to be on my show tomorrow, and I hope that you are going to be tuning in, because it's going to be a very, very special day. Please come by Flava News Radio at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for the debut of SJF Music's collaboration CD, the first collaboration CD coming out of Stephen Jerome Ferguson's camp, is called Between Dusk and Dawn, and it's got some amazing, amazing talents on there. You'll get to hear the CD in its entirety on the show tomorrow. You'll get to meet the talents that helped create this beautiful, beautiful CD, and of course we're going to be pushing you to go to the proper site and make your purchase of the CD. It's definitely going to be worth your time. It's going to be worth your money. It's something that you can listen to not only today, that you can share off into the future and continue to enjoy it. So, again, come by tomorrow at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and join me as I welcome my friends from SJF Music. So what direction do I want to go now? You know what? I think I'm going to play a piece by my girl Matte, and this piece is called I'm So Lucky.
I'm so lucky being with you.
were just listening to Matte with her piece called I'm So Lucky. And I hope that, you know, when you're in love, you're in a relationship, you feel lucky because that's the way that you should feel. But you know what? Sometimes relationships and life can be so, so challenging. And this song, I bet you have felt this way sometimes. I want to play a piece by my dear friend, John D. Green Sr., and this is called Blame It All on Me.
That makes you feel alright. Blame it all on me. If that helps you sleep at night, you know I was never intentionally hurt you. United we barely stood, divided we couldn't wait to fall away from what the other had to say. But now it's clear the words that I needed to hear were those words we both should have spoken before we saw we fall away. United we barely stood, divided we couldn't wait to fall away from what the other had to say. But now it's clear the words that I needed to hear were those words we both should have spoken before we saw,
That was John D. Green Sr. with his piece Blame It All on Me, which was actually produced by SJF Music. Now I want to play another piece that was produced by SJF Music, and this is Deborah Renee and her piece Unquelled.
The trust in time and love is enchanting and beckoning us to the shore of pleasure yet the seeds and paths and bear teem and bloom again and each season in the yearning of lonely hearts. You see the undaunting flames of desire so far and burn deep, consistently ravenous for the elixir of satisfaction, the infusion of fulfillment, and the soft, soft music. And as we stroll down this winding road, we flutter and flicker unhurried, yet drift into the arms of finality. Calm. It's a never-ending beat. It quickens and serenades our names as we announce of the unknown. The man is due. This undying, unyielding dance gives something, then nothing, leaving us stranded in the deep wilderness of deep body. Yes, we try and try again to reach that glistening pinnacle of unfounded bliss.
By Deborah Renee, and she is also produced out of SJF Music. And Deborah Renee is one of our local talents out of the Pacific Northwest. I want to play another talent out of Seattle, Washington. Her name is Tiffany Wilson, and this piece is called You Can Have It All.
You got those eyes I can look into.
We have some amazing talents up here in the Pacific Northwest, and that was Tiffany Wilson, who's one of them. That piece is called You Can Have It All. Now, I don't know if you've ever come across an artist that you're just like, you know what, there's something real, real special about who they are. And I really, really feel this way about this young lady. I think she's got heart. I think she's got, you know, what it takes to take things to the next level with her flavor. And I think she's actually making those moves. This is BK with the title track to her brand new CD, Let My Music Speak.
Let my music speak. With your
Again, that was BK with the title track to her brand new CD, which is called Let My Music Speak. Let's see, what direction do I want to go? You know, this is Flavor Coffee House online radio style, and if you know, I do open up the phone lines in case you want to share a thought or two, or better yet, if you've got something to promote. So the call-in number is 347-857-1189. I'm going to scroll until I see somebody raise their hands. If that might happen, that's okay if it doesn't, because I've got some great, great music to bring your way. Let's see. You know what? Let me play a piece by Patrick Domino. This piece is called Hugs and Kisses. Patrick Domino with his piece, Hugs and Kisses. Now I want to play a piece by a very, very special man. I just love his style. His name is Mark Van Claggett, and this piece is called Love to Burn.
Thank you.
Mark Van Cleggett with his piece, Love to Burn. Now I'm going to take you down to Atlanta, Georgia, and play one of my favorite people. This is Winston Warrior. This piece is called Fragile.
Some
questions for you. Can we, should we, think this thing through? I've been by your side, and my love never dies. But this house is made of glass. From the outside looking in, it's beautiful, but it's fragile.
And we both know that
it's fragile.
Stop, think
before you speak.
Listen to me.
Respond, but not about silly petty things. Oh, I promise to do the same. No, who did what to who? No one to blame. I'm right here by your side. Still here, you're the love of my life. But our house is made of glass. I believe in you enough to make it last. We've got some issues and I just don't know what to do. From the outside looking in, it's beautiful, but it's fragile. It's fragile. Cause I've been thinking about this thing a while. Is there something that's even on your mind? Just tell me if you think this is just a waste of time. If I'm standing in your way, I would be holding you back. And I don't want our house to be like that. It would be shattered glass. Foundation gone. Is that what you want? It's fragile.
Another amazing talent from down there. This is Twin Spirit with her piece, Rules and Regulations.
Thank you. this conversation. Zombie congregation. Can somebody save me and set the people free? Fear is what they feed you, and that way they can lead you away from your salvation into their treachery. Awaken from your slumber, completeness is the number. They try to take us under, but love will set us free. Can somebody release me?
Release me.
Can somebody release me?
Release me.
Rules and regulations, you're steady trying to cage me. You want to euthanize me, but my mind is free. Religious conversation, so many zombie congregations. Can somebody save me and set the people free? Fear is what they feed you, and that way they can lead you away from your salvation into their treachery. Completeness is a number. They try to take us under, but love will set us free. Can't somebody release me?
Love will set us free.
Thank you.
All right, that was Twin Spirit out of Atlanta, Georgia, with her piece called Rules and Regulations. Now I'm going to bring you back up here to Washington. This particular young man lives in eastern Washington. He goes by the name of Jason F., and this particular piece is called Back on the Bike.
Like giving in when you crash and you're laying there, you gotta get back on that bike. This is for my people who don't buy into the gimmicks that millionaire rappers try to sell us when they speed a rap. People who know life is about more than just a dollar sign, partying and smoking weed and chasing women all the time. People who will never make a six-figure salary, and all those that are dealing with the issues of reality. People after struggling and starving every day, digging through a dirty garbage can for food. Throw away, or living out the car, or sleeping on a bench, serving an eviction cause they couldn't pay the rent. Children out there living in conditions unhumane, miserable and hopeless, thinking things will never change. Put your hands up to the ceiling if you've been to where the bottom's at. If you ever fell behind but fought it off and brought it back. If I didn't know it, then I wouldn't be saying it. This is for my people everywhere that can relate to this. Crazy old world that we're living in. Have a fight of feeling like giving in. With the crash and you're laying there, you gotta get back on that bike. Gotta pick it up when it all falls down. Gotta pick it up when it all falls down. Gotta pick it up when it all falls down. Gotta pick it up when it all falls down, down. If you've ever been the victim of depression or brokenness, then you know how hard it is to try and live and cope with this. With a broken heart makes everything so difficult. It's hard to even fake a smile when all you feel is miserable. Living in a world where almost everything is negative, we'll have the hardest people out there reaching for a handkerchief. It's hard living when you're dealing with the pain, and you wanna keep your head up but instead you let it hang. Cause life will bring you down, beat you to the ground, take away your smile and replace it with a frown. I know what it's like when all your colors turn to gray, and you gotta keep on fighting just to make it through the day. When you fall and skin your knee, you gotta get back on your bicycle. Don't be hanging on to stuff that happened a long time ago. If I didn't know it, then I wouldn't be saying it. This is for my people everywhere that can relate to this. It's a crazy old world that we're living in. You don't have a fight of feeling like giving in. When you crash and you're laying there, you gotta get back on that bike. Gotta pick it up when it all falls down. Gotta pick it up when it all falls down. Gotta pick it up when it all falls down. Gotta pick it up when it all falls down, down. Do you see what's on the news and the conditions that we're living in? No dinner for the hungry, no future for the children. Seems like everybody's going back to being primitive. There's people trying to make a change, but governments are killing them. Kids are dropping out to be a stripper or a criminal. All they ever really end up being is a prisoner. Every 30 seconds there's a murder going down, and the killer's on the loose and probably will never be found. It's only getting worse, people live in fear. I've seen a lot of things that made me shed a lot of tears. Everything I've been through has only made me strong, but it's wearing on me heavy, so I release on a song. Put your hands up to the ceiling if you've been to where the bottom's at. If you ever fell behind but fought it off and brought it back. If I didn't know it, then I wouldn't be saying it. This is for my people everywhere that can relate to this. Crazy old world that we're living in. You don't have a fight of feeling like giving in. When you crash and you're laying there, you gotta get back on that bike. Gotta pick it up when it all falls down. Gotta pick it up when it all falls down. Gotta pick it up when it all falls down. Gotta pick it up when it all falls down, down.
All right, that was Jason F. with his piece, Back on the Bike. Now I'm going to keep you in the Pacific Northwest and play another track by an artist from my area. He goes by the name of Vox, and this is called Mistakes.
Oh, damn. It's 7 in the morning. Where the hell am I? What am I going to tell her? I can't make no excuses. What the hell happened here? I'm not home. What am I going to do?
Looking at my iPhone, and I see her on my caller ID. Read the first text message, said, what the hell has gotten into me? How can I answer back? As a matter of fact, I'm creeping, cheating. Something wrong with that. The next message said, F you. Maybe I could tell a story with twists and turns like a drive-through. So many ways and days, I spent my time out here chasing tail. No one I'm supposed to be home right now. Don't want to face her. Wish I was in jail. I could say I was at the homie's house. Got drunk, played cards, passed out on the couch. But that wouldn't work either. Like Tiger Woods swinging my club, so she caught a cheetah. Yeah, I messed up, and I brought this home like everything else. Living this life was a ball, I had led to the destruction of my own self.
Perfect. We all make mistakes, and I'm waiting.
Girl, want you to know this, that I didn't mean to do this to us on purpose. When I lied, when I cheated, when I stole your heart, you don't deserve this. If I would have known what I knew then, see, hindsight, it's always 2020. Thinking my drinking could subdue that Scorpio that lives deep within me. I wouldn't have put this in the spot to begin with. Your love is my life and a true gift. I'ma get home and face the music and hope that we get through this ish swift. I listen to your message, wonder where I've been. I search just to find this love within. Cause I broke the trust, spilled the wine. Guilt's the parasite that plagues my mind. I pulled into the driveway, and her car is gone. Maybe she just ran to the store, and she'll be back in 10 minutes or more. Maybe I dodged a bullet. Maybe I'm not that good. But I look on the bed, and there's a letter, and the letter read, while you were out here wasting time, now I'm out here getting mine.
Perfect. We all make mistakes.
We all do. We all do.
To Dallas, Texas, and play a piece by Nwambe, and this is called Unusual.
It's unusual.
Be his sunlight.
Unusual by Nuwambe, and I'm hoping to be able to have Nuwambe come up here and do a small tour in the Pacific Northwest. We are working out the details, and I'm really, really excited about the opportunity of working with him and his manager and publicist. So anyway, you know, I want to thank everybody who tuned in to Flavor Coffee House Live today. I was going back and forth and wasn't sure if I felt up to doing it, but you know what? I'm really okay, so I'm glad that I did. Just been chilling here with you, playing some good music. I see my friends on the line, you know, always showing support. Can't open up the chat rooms when I do the show from work. So, you know, I can see there's numbers that are out there listening to the show live. So I thank all of you for coming out and supporting. I hope you're digging the music that I'm playing. We've still got maybe about 35 minutes left in the show, so if you want to call in and give a shout-out or promote yourself or share a thought or two, please feel free to do so. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. As I was talking about at the beginning of the show, a dear friend of mine passed away last weekend, and it was extremely hard for me. It was a very, very hard week for me. I still continue to do some work because there's projects that I'm working on, and I know he would not want me to stop, but it was a very emotional week for me. And I think it was because it was something that just took me by surprise. It was a passing that I was not expecting at all. But I just am really, really encouraging you to let your loved ones know today that you love them. You know, if there are people in your life that really, really matter, you know, make amends if you've had some form of issue with them, you know, and don't let that keep you from being together. Take care of your health. You know, do some things maybe a little bit differently. I know it's not easy to change bad habits, you know, and you might not even recognize that you're doing something that's not good for you. One of the things that Dr. Dirk said to me recently, he says, just because somebody looks healthy doesn't mean that they're healthy on the inside. That was something really, really interesting to think about. You know, when you look at the pictures of Kirkland Randall, you say, oh my God, that guy is just like muscular and healthy looking and fine and this and that. You know, and nobody would have ever known that he suffered from seizures from time to time, and that's what ended up taking his life. So take care of yourself. If you haven't been to the doctor in a long time, go and get yourself checked out. That's important, you know, to keep up on your health. You might find something that is wrong, and it may be something very simple that you can change by just changing your diet, or maybe you have to go on medication for a short amount of time. That's one of the things that I'm working on, is not having to be on medication. You know, so, you know, just take care of yourself. Love yourself. You know, dream and work towards those dreams. You know, again, love the people in your world. Let them know today that they matter, because you know what? Ooh, I've had so many, many reminders that tomorrow's not promised. So I want to thank everybody, you know, for tuning into this show. Whether you come back in the archives, whether you are listening live, you make my world work. You make this work for the artists that I play. I so believe in the artists. And that's why I do what I do. You know, this is the journey that God has put me on. And I'm blessed to have people paying attention to these amazing, amazing talents that I have the opportunity to share with you. So I'm going to share a little bit more with you. We've got about 30 minutes left. This is the very first track that I ever heard by this particular group and created by this particular man, and I fell in love with the sound that I'm so blessed to have the whole album. I was blessed to have him step on the leopard carpet with me. This is Paris Tune with his group Mother's Favorite Child, and this is the first track that I ever heard by them, Brooklyn Baby.
Thank you.
right. That was Paris Tune with his group Mother's Favorite Child, and that particular piece is called Brooklyn Baby. Now I'm going to bring you back up here to the Pacific Northwest and play one of my favorite people. This is Swift Tongues with his piece called In Due Time, featuring Boston Black.
Life as we know, folded and we faded away. I could say I have loved one in many ways. I could tell you the time, consecutive every day. I receive my blessing, no questions, I'm in it all the way. Felt like a leprechaun, God will never steer me wrong. She my pot of gold, and if we go, our soul will carry on. Knighted in bliss, remembering our first kiss. It was symbolic, I did it with my heart, it wasn't my lips. From there, go where we here, the journey is over. So sincere, no tears, so real, what I showed you. Special place guarded by heaven's gate, where my heart is. Only you and the Lord dwell forever with promise. Armed with Cupid's arrows, got my eye on the sparrow. Love so pure that I'm sure that was sterile. No I and we, I speak sincerely when I say us. No me, no you, no two, we're one. To live as the gospel says, how can you destroy he if she is the rib? My movements is always precise, never abusing. See my heart spark through my eyes. Our relationship is Vinci, perfect, plain and simply. Douse you in love till you're a mess, wet and drenching. My deepest secrets and feelings are revealed, and the process of healing begins, Lord willing. Speak of the past and laugh, we in a brighter day. Stay stuck in traffic, we travel in the highway. I can see it, I mean it, I even dream it. As sure as I'm breathing, I'll show you the meaning. All I need is one chance, one try. Love, romance, hold hands, look to the sky. Let's fly, take off, stay gone. Never look back in due time. Sunshine, lights all past.
In due time, you'll be mine. I love will age like fine wine. Love is fine, I don't need to see.
Savior, join the spirit, so sincere when I tell him thank you. Life was just a memory, but when remembering, if I could, I never would change a thing. This would heaven bring. Lord says that the portrait perfect is his design. Well defined, due time has arrived. All place beyond heaven's gate, spin infinity. Angels clap now that we're entering. Love birds chirp, rose petals fall. Doves circle in support of all calls. When I told you 50 years ago, that we would be celebrated, that when we stood before God and we told him we'd spend our life together, we'd be celebrated. You believe me then? This is confirmation.
Featuring Boston Black with their piece, In Due Time. Now I want to play a piece by an amazing guitarist, jazz guitarist. His name is Maurice Johnson, and this is called And Out of the Blue. Pieces by Maurice Johnson, and it's called And Out of the Blue. Let's see what I can scroll and find to play for you in the last 20 minutes of this show. I have so enjoyed playing this music tonight, and I hope that you also enjoyed it. You know, some great, great talents are coming my way, and all of them are a part of the Flavor News movement. If it's something that you don't know about, the Flavor News movement, something you want to find out about, or something you want to join, just go over to my website at flavornews.com and hit the Flavor News movement page, and I've got all the information there. If you've got questions, you can definitely send me an email at either radio at flavornews.com if you are a musical talent, or you can send an email to admin@flavornews.com, and both will reach me, and I'll be glad to answer your questions. Let me take you over to Switzerland and play a piece by a dear friend of mine, and this is the title track to his CD, which is called Living Sacrifice.
Sometimes in life, there's just things you gotta let go of. It's a story about real love.
You can hear, you can see in front of you. Let alone what to be, the wilderness, where will you lay? You just don't know, so you can't obey.
Don't burn your bridges now, till it's far too gone, and then
out of Switzerland with a title track to his CD called Living Sacrifice. Now I want to take you out to the East Coast, to the Baltimore, Maryland, Washington, D.C. area. This is Coley Williams with her piece, Black Love.
My daddy told me he loved me. He told me I was the best. He worked real hard for his family. Sometimes two jobs. My daddy told me he loved me. He gave me his gift of song. I didn't need to find a man to be my daddy, 'cause I had one. My mommy told me she loved me. She told me I was the smartest girl in the world. She taught me to have an opinion, to look beneath the surface. Strong one, oh wise one.
Coley Williams. It's called Black Love. When I listen to the song, I just feel the power, you know, the history, and just extremely moving. It's just, you know, although I'm not African American, you know, it's not something that I can speak on, but it just, even with, for me, it just makes me feel like how I can embrace, you know, just who I am and what it is that I'm doing and the people that went before me to open up the opportunities that I have today. So I love that particular piece. So big kudos to Coley Williams. You know, Coley's actually going to be stepping on the leopard carpet with me in March, and she's going to be coming on actually March 15th. So definitely mark your calendar for that, because I'm so looking forward to her coming back on the show and being a featured guest. It's been a little bit since she's been on the show, and I know she's got a lot of other projects that she's already completed and projects that she's working on. So, again, March 15th, Coley Williams will be stepping on the leopard carpet. So let me probably try to get in one more track. You know what? I'm going to play a piece by Abdul Hall, and this is called Be Okay.
Hello? Hey, what's up with it? Yo, can you do me a favor? But I... It's like that, though? You understand? Yeah, I understand. Maybe more than you know.
I have a song just for you.
Just for you.
I've always been a good man. I try to stick to my word. I was always there for you. Tell me, wasn't I there for you? Now you're singing a different song. Certain steps came along. Oh, it's funny how the tables turn. I fell on hard times. That's when I learned that
I'm gonna be alright.
What I did for you, you wouldn't do for me.
I'm gonna be okay.
It's just a shame to learn it had to be this way.
I'm gonna be alright.
They crowd around you when you got it going on.
I'm gonna be okay.
Tell me where's the crowd when you're all alone. They say nothing in life is free.
Not a
friend is there unconditionally. I guess I was just a little naive, cause I never thought that you would do it to me. Oh, I went out of my way for you.
Yeah, I did.
And whatever was mine was yours.
It really was.
Now whatever is yours is yours.
Yeah, you heard me right.
Now whatever is yours is yours.
I'm gonna be alright.
What I did for you, you wouldn't do for me.
I'm gonna be okay.
It's just a shame to learn it had to be this way.
I'm gonna be alright.
They crowd around you when you got it going on.
I'm gonna be okay.
But tell me where's the crowd when you're all alone.
It's time, say how I
tell
feel.
You how I feel. You only wanted me for what I could do. Why you can't be there for me? Oh, yeah.
Yo, Steve, everybody knows it'll be okay, right?
Yeah.
And they didn't want to justify it. Feel me?
I know you feeling my boy.
Hey, go ahead and tell the world how you feel about your be okay.
Every soldier got a story to tell. I'm gonna be alright, so don't worry. Trust the thin line when you're dealing with the worthy. Stress is what you admitted, now you hurt me. Curse me, baby mama drama got my mind in a scurry. Family desert me, phones feeling they can work me. Struggle don't occur, to pop a slug isn't worth me. Frenemies in my eyes, you can be that way. I wash my hands with y'all, and I'm gonna be okay.
I'm gonna be okay.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
All right, that was Abdul Hall with his piece, Be Okay. Again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in live to the show tonight, to those that listened in the wings, to those that listened on the phone, and to those that come back and check out the archives. I appreciate you. You make my world work. Again, all of the artists that you heard on today's show and all the shows, here at Flavor News Radio are members of the Flavor News Movement. If you want to learn more about the Flavor News Movement, if you want to learn more about the artists that are a part of the movement, go over to flavornews.com. That website, my baby, is all about the members of the movement. I believe in joining hands, and in the numbers, we can really, really make a difference. And so I'm very, very blessed with some absolutely amazing talents, not just musical talents. We've got some authors. We've got some videographers. We've got some actors. We've got some spoken word artists, just some amazing talents that are part of Flavor News and just helping to make this, you know, a reality for not just myself, but for them. So God bless. Take care. And I'm going to close out today's show with a dear, dear friend of mine. This is Monica Monet, who is coming to the Pacific Northwest, brought to you by yours truly, Flavor News. She'll be here March 22nd through the 25th. Monica Monet with her signature piece, Gravity. Take care, God bless, and help spread the word about what we're doing here at Flavor News and Flavor News Radio.
I'll climb the highest mountain.